This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
Arkansas is losing $113 million in sales tax revenue each year, according to a new report by Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families. Executive Director Rich Huddleston says Arkansans don't pay sales taxes on internet and catalog purchases, even though it's required, because online retailers are not forced to collect them at the time of sale.
It really puts in-state Arkansas retailers who have to collect sales taxes at a competitive disadvantage compared to out-of-state online companies that don't collect no sales taxes on purchases. And it could be as much as 6 to 10% disadvantage. Dealing with this problem not only brings needed state revenue into the state budget, but it also helps level the playing field for in-state Arkansas companies.
Huddleston says low-income families bear the brunt of sales tax burdens because they buy less online. He says one of the ways the state could collect the lost revenue is by taxing music, video, and software downloads.
Arkansas-grown Christmas trees could be in short supply this holiday season. Members of the Arkansas Christmas Tree Growers Association say the dry summer and autumn may affect the supply of trees. James Giesler, who runs a tree farm in Jacksonville, says he's had an uneven growing year.
The amount of rainfall varies a lot around the state. So if you were in a little pocket that caught rain at the right time, you might have had more growth than somebody else. But by and large, our growth was a little less this year, which means that on average there won't be trees that are quite as tall as they could have been otherwise.
Many of the state's Christmas tree farms will begin letting people cut down trees this weekend.
The celebrated artist Christo plans a major new project involving the Arkansas River. KUAR's Ron Breeding reports.
We're used to thinking about the Arkansas River as a wide, slow-moving highway for huge barges. But hundreds of miles upstream in southern Colorado, where the river originates, they call the Arkansas the Arkansas. And it's along a six-mile stretch of that whitewater rafting river that the artist Christo plans to install huge fabric panels as part of a project he calls Over the River. Christo says he and his late wife have made it their life's work to wrap buildings and bridges with fabric. They were also responsible for a series of orange fabric gates installed in New York's Central Park in 2005.
For 50 years, Jean-Claude and myself realized 22 projects. They're totally useless, absolutely irrational, and not necessary. This late 20th, early 21st century of banalization of more and more the same things, we need to be confronted something once in a lifetime and never again.
The $50 million Over the River project still needs approval from local governments in Colorado, but Christo this week received approval from the Federal Bureau of Land Management. If things go as planned, he says the project should be completed by the summer of 2014.
Ron Breeding from our partner station KUAR filed that report from Little Rock.